Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why does that do that? 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, if you're going to get down to it. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're working with us, trying to make it better. You know, better idea? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We got two great rulings today from the Supreme Court. They must have took their logic pills this week, because both of them were 7-2. First was the one I talked about earlier, where the ruling on basically the Little Sisters of the Poor started this one. Well, you can't force a religious organization to go against what they believe to be truth, right? They think you can. And when I say they, I'm talking about the left. They think you have a right to do that. We heard this. We heard it all over the place. I mean, Hillary Clinton, she tweeted out today. I asked somebody to grab that for me. I'll get it myself later on. But this was devastating for her. The same woman who pulled her daughter out of school, right? Her daughter out of Sunday school. Why? Anybody know? Yeah, it was because they were teaching that abortion, that God thought abortion was wrong. Can you believe that? That's why she pulled her out? This is her reasoning? And then she was the same one, along with Tim Kaine. We can't seem to get anything right. They're going to pass legislation so our scriptures will come in line. They don't believe in God. They don't have an understanding of God, of a sovereign God, someone who created the universe. To them, they think that the gods, to them, the Mount Olympus is the Democrat Party. That's where all the gods hang out. They make the rules. They tell you what to do. So the Little Sisters of the Poor, they got to win, which means we got to win, which means they'll still be out there taking care of people, which is great. And then the Supreme Court said the Catholic schools could dismiss teachers for religious reasons. This I always thought was interesting. So the Supreme Court ruled that two Catholic schools were within their right to dismiss two teachers on the basis of classifying them as ministers rather than secular professionals. In a decision released Wednesday, the High Court ruled 7-2 again that California-based Catholic schools can classify their teachers as ministers and not be held by the standards of state anti-discrimination laws. Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion. And again, when you look at this, what you need to understand is you cannot. Now, Catholic scripture, Christian scripture, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. We refer to it as the New Testament, right? Old Testament, New Testament. We have certain standards and rules that we have to live by. And those rules say that same-sex couples, right? Gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever, bisexual, blah, 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 whatever. You know, I don't know the list. It's very long. Just ask Xander Gibb when I have him on the show. Uh-uh. Unacceptable, according to the word. So you cannot have somebody in a class, right, a same-sex couple, in a class, in a Christian class, teaching that it's okay. Or adding, I don't know, as a regular way of life, if you would, according to Scripture. So what the court just came down and said, look, if your Scripture says that same-sex marriage is not acceptable, then you don't have to hire a same-sex couple. I don't see the problem with that. I don't even see a problem with, here, let me make it a real hot seat for you, okay? Let's take it to the mosque level. I want to go to work for the mosque. I am, as they say, a tongue-talking, Bible-thumping, healing believer, God-believing, you know, Jesus is God kind of person. And I go apply for a job as the janitor at the mosque. I think they have every right to say no. You're not one of us. I'm only cleaning toilets. I'm washing floors. I'm washing down walls. I'm cleaning banisters. What's the big whoop? I'm not preaching. They have a right to hire and fire from within their belief system. There's not a problem there. And the only ones who believe there is the far left loons. You either do it. You know, the epitome of fascism is the Democrat Party. They are the poster child for. You going to tell a Catholic school? You know, I love these court cases. Have you ever seen a court case where the mosque, Muslims, Islamic group has actually been brought in front of the Supreme Court like this? No. And they really do, they adhere to a lot of the same rules, the same basic laws, Abrahamic laws, that we do. Why aren't they dragged in front of? Really? I'd like somebody to call and explain that to me. You know, the Samuel Alito, he did deliver the opinion. You know, and again, they laid out that religious rights, especially when it comes to employment, you can't hold them to anti-discrimination laws. You know, the sneaky little thing is that Congress has the same thing. You can ask somebody if they're Republican or Democrat. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Kirk Schlichter joins me about his new book when we come back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get engaged. Don't just spew the party line. Don't spew what you hear all over the place. Because, you know what? Here's the reality. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff. You're going to get all kinds of information on that big bad interweb thing. But the reality is just that you need to make sure you have real information to give people. Otherwise, you're no different than the rest of them. You're no different than the people that we rail against on a regular basis. No, but the last 3 months, the U.S. has pushed through one of the most difficult periods in recent history, you know, battling a global pandemic and astronomical job loss, an outbreak of destructive rioting alongside peaceful protests. Yeah, somewhat peaceful protests. But through the uncertainty, one constant remains. The mainstream media's unanimous, hatred, not just for the president, but for his policies, and did nothing. They give him credit for absolutely nothing. Well, Kurt Schuchter is joining me. He's Town Hall's number one rated columnist and conservative media personality. In his new book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You, Kurt releases his no-holds-barred political wit to debunk the 21 biggest lies. I guess if he went with all the lies, the book would have to be in volumes. You know what I'm saying? Kurt, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate your time with me, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is, really, seriously, if you went through the 153 lies that they told you, you'd have to do 3 or 4 or 5 volumes. They just don't stop. They keep after this guy relentlessly. And before we get into the meat of this, can you think of any other Republican, conservative, other than yourself and Jones and a few others, that could handle this kind of beating?
It takes a lot. It takes a lot of willpower. And I think the thing is, though, if you don't fold, you're going to be okay. I mean, I had the bullwank guys come after me, you know, those losers who abandoned ship on the Weekly Standard.
Yeah.
And that bunch of human waste, just horrible slanders, and just tried to cancel me. And I laughed at them. I mocked them. I aggressively went back at them. I still do. I'm still here. They're still not selling books, and their website nobody goes to.
Yeah. But you made a good point. You have to stay on them. You know, most people fold, give up, and walk away, curl up into the corner. But you're a fighter, and that's how you keep them away. You have to stay back in their face, don't you?
Exactly. You have to continue to do it and refuse to just refuse. Just refuse to let them win. These guys have no power. I mean, I look at this like a military guy. I look at all the stuff that's going on. There's maybe, on an average day, you got maybe, 15 or 20 statues being surrounded, a little bit of area of Seattle, maybe a couple parks in D.C. and New York, maybe a couple other demonstrations. That's not even the rounding error on a rounding error of a rounding error on the ground of the United States. You look out your window, and I am 99.999% sure that you are not going to see chaos. That is an illusion. They centralize their activities, makes it easy to put on the media, makes it exciting, and it gets the information operation going. What they want to do is convince you you're in charge, that the people are out of control, that everything's falling apart, that you have no choice but to submit. But maybe a million people participate in any of this idiocy out of 330 million? And we're going to roll over for these guys? Dude, 8 times as many guns were bought in the last 4 months as rioter/protesters who went out and marched. That's 8 guns for each of them.
My odds. Lefty, squishy friends went out and bought guns, and they told me that it wasn't the MAGA guys they were afraid of. So who does that leave?
Well,
right?
Of course it isn't. Well, I think that's an important indicator. When you buy a gun, you've made a very big commitment. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. It's some time. And it's, it focuses your mind because it's a very serious thing to do. And I don't think you generally keep voting Democrat after you make that leap. If you've gotten to the point where you think you need to be able to kill somebody to protect your family, you're not one of those people like us who believes everybody should own a gun because that's their duty. You're doing it because you're scared. And if you're scared, you're scared because your Democrat mayor or Democrat governor, a Democrat DA, is refusing to protect you from criminals. And I got to tell you, the criminals aren't Lou the trucker with the MAGA hat.
That's true. That is so true. And the numbers they throw out these numbers that you and I both know because we do this on a regular basis are lies. They're not even wrong.
Oh, I just,
lies.
I just I just saw a tweet from Josh Krashauer of National Journal saying Trump's not only collapsing in the suburbs, he's collapsing in the rural areas, which I texted to my friend Selena Zito, to which she replied, nope, because she actually goes there. I have a poll running at Twitter right now, at Kurt Schlicker, everyone should go, and I want an honest answer if you go. I'm not looking for the answer you think I want to hear. I want to know, have you met anyone? I met plenty of people who said, look, I did not support Trump in 2016, but I'm supporting him now. I met plenty of those people. I have personally met zero people who supported Trump in 2016 and say, yeah, this time I'm going to go for that senile old gropey weirdo who lives in the basement. I really want to get Joe Biden. I'm going from Trump to Joe Biden. I'm making that leap. Now, statistically, there have to be some people who do that. They're, you know, weirdos everywhere. But I want to find out how much. And currently, and I will look at it, and you can go on. And again, I want honesty. I don't want the answer I want to hear. I want the answer it is, because I've been asking this a lot during my little 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You book media tour, where I've been on like two dozen things, and I've never met anyone who knew anyone. But in this, I'm running 91% say no, 4% say yes, 1 to 2 people, 2% say 3 to 10, and 3% say more than 11 people. You know, I kind of like those odds.
No, listen, I'm loving this because people are actually seeing what the party's about. You're seeing more people walk away from the Democrat Party and not necessarily coming over to the Republican Party, but, you know, baby steps, right? They're walking away from the Democrat Party. They're seeing them truly for the racist group that they actually are. We're going to go for a break here in a second. While we're at break, people, head over to Amazon, pick up the 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. You're going to love the book, I'm telling you. And a lot of us know. We see the lies that come at him on a daily basis, but you know what? You really need to see the explanation behind him so that when you talk to those loons, when you talk to your friends on the left or your acquaintances, you have real information to tell them, real facts to deal with. Kurt Schlicker's with me. He'll be with me after the break. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's mixed messages from the White House when it comes to reopening schools. Just hours after the president tweeted, "I disagree with the CDC on their very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools," the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, appeared to back off those just-released guidelines.
Our recommendations are not requirements, and they're not meant to be prescriptive. We have lots of different options on how the schools can put it together.
And presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is continuing to slam the Trump administration's response to the virus.
Columbia Medical School is saying that there'd be, if he had acted several months earlier, just 1 week earlier, there'd be 36,000, I think it was, fewer people dead. He's not changed anything. This pandemic is still raging.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, if you don't want email or any of those kind of alerts, you can always get a text alert by simply texting TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You want to be involved. You want to be engaged. That's really the only way to get informed. Seriously. No joke. Anyway, I do appreciate your time with me. I hope you took the time to go buy the book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump by Kurt Schlichters, and he's with me right now. We're talking about the book, not just the book, we're talking about truly what's going on in D.C. and what it's going to take to clean that up. And Kurt, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks a lot.
So, listen, other than, you know, wiping the place out with one of the, what do they call that bomb that goes deep into the mountains?
The penetrator.
Yeah. Okay, in D.C., you know, seriously,
well,
these people...
that may have different meanings in Washington. They're kind of freaks.
Yeah, thank you for that. All right, there you go. This is a PG-13 rated show. So anyway, the same people that are screaming, you know, racism and bigots and homophobes and all this stuff, these guys are filled with this. The Democrat Party, they have made that, in my humble opinion, they have made that word racism pretty much of no effect for those of us who have two brain cells to rub together. But they're scaring the crud out of the general populace, the white population of Republicans. No reason for that, is there?
No, there isn't. It's, you know... It's such garbage. In the book, 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You, you know, I list nearly two dozen of these lies. And it's all the same. And it's all just such hackneyed cliches. And it's such baloney. It's such transparent nonsense. But that's all they have. I mean, what are they going to do, run on how great socialism is? You know? It's a pile of corpses.
No, I agree with you. And again, I go back to the same thing. It's all the stuff that they accuse us of, all the stuff that they throw out there to try to get you to hide it. They are doing every single one of these things. And, you know, you make a comment. This is so true. I was talking about this the other day. They call him a warmonger, like he's running around starting all these wars.
That's one of the big lies. Donald Trump's the first president since Jimmy Carter who did not start a war. He's ending wars, and it's driving the establishment crazy because they like him.
I have to correct you, though. You're incorrect. He has started a war with the media. And I'm glad
you
did.
Wow. Yeah, that's more of a glorious crusade.
Well, yes. I mean, these guys need to be called up. They've never been called up before. They've been put on a pedestal. And I don't think people really, a lot of people really didn't understand the type of power, how tightly knit our media was, were they?
Oh, no. No. I mean, you know, you look at what happened in South Dakota last weekend, and you just got to shake your head. I mean, they just outright lie and coordinated lies about his speech. And then they come at you with these polls. And, you know, 5 years ago, if I had said, well, if somebody had said, Kurt, they are taking the polls and they are consciously attempting to use those polls to, to fake the numbers and drive down your, and demoralize you, I would have said, you need a tinfoil hat. But now it's like a regular hat. Okay? Because yep. It ain't crazy anymore. I once thought so. It just isn't.
No, you're exactly
totally
right.
It's plausible.
You're exactly right. When you think of all the things that he said earlier on, that the tower was being wiretapped, called out the hoaxes, called out people for what they were doing, he was right on every single one of those, and yet they tried to make him look like a delusional liar that should stay away from the button, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. You're crazy. We never wiretap you. Well, it looks like you wiretapped him. Yeah, damn it, we should have.
No,
it's like the cancel culture thing. There's no such thing as cancel culture. There's also not enough of it.
Well, don't you forgot to mention the Summer of Love up in Seattle? Are we going to be able to partake with that, or are they gone?
They have grunged off. You know, here's the thing: you have this, and we're disgusted by it, and then it kind of ends. And what's left? Families in Washington State, families in Atlanta, with their kids dead.
Yeah.
So for real people, this is real lives destroyed. Okay, real lives destroyed, and they don't care. It's collateral damage. It doesn't matter to them. The only thing that matters is liberal power. That's the only thing that matters. There's no principle. You thought they respected free speech? They don't. Freedom of religion, they're against it. Right to keep and bear arms? Are you kidding me? Due process? Come on. The rioters get let go. You defend yourself. Suddenly you're in. Suddenly you're in jail. Like that poor guy is driving down the freeway. A bunch of morons decide they're going to stand in the middle of it, wearing dark clothes. He hits a couple of them while swerving out of the way of the stuff they put in the road, and he's the bad guy.
Yeah, of course. Of course. It's like the police officers defending themselves. These guys are in a no-win situation. I pray for them on regular basis.
So they don't defend it. So they do what... Look, if you're in a Democrat city that elects a Democrat mayor who refuses to back the police,
right?
Okay? You know, you have made your choice. You have chosen to have police that will not aggressively protect you. So don't whine and cry when the cops do exactly what you told them to do. And you told them, I will prosecute you if you try and protect me. I will not support you if you try and protect me. You'll lose your freedom, your future, maybe your life if you try and protect me. Wow. Well, that makes it pretty damn clear that your intent is that I not protect you. So don't look surprised when I don't.
Well, you know, the only love about this in Seattle, remember, this was a peaceful protest. They were negotiating. They were negotiating for their own to get their own property back, which I think is hilarious to begin with. But remember, it didn't turn bad until they headed for the mayor's house, and
that's why we're starting to see the pushback. Remember, this is a class struggle within not only against us, but also within liberalism, and. You know, these guys, these Democrat leaders are riding a tiger. They're hoping that these protesters will go and eat up their enemies. But if they fall off the tiger, they're on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, we're going to see pushback against this, not when they attack conservatives, which they're actually doing less of, because you don't see them come to conservative towns, because conservative towns, you know,
We have guns.
Disperse them, and they charge them. And in fact, the federal government uses federal law to charge them, which they don't like. Because remember, they only operate with top cover. Bear will keep off the cops. DA won't charge us. But they when they threaten the liberal establishment has to make a choice.
Right.
And you're starting to see it. There was that letter the other day, 150 very liberal people.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote a letter saying we have to stop cancel culture. Now, of course, they spent a lot of time talking about how, you know, the right wing and Trump are really doing a lot of this too, but we all know that's, tail covering baloney.
Yeah. Yep.
It's when the liberals in power start getting challenged themselves, that's when you're going to see active pushback by the institutions.
See, I think these mayors should have to take out of their own pocket. The governors should have to take out of their own pocket the money to rebuild these cities once they're tore apart because they told the police to stand down. Because it's your tax money or the tax money of the people in Seattle that are having to fix that stuff that the mayor screwed up. The police departments are demoralized. But I think, I'm curious to see what you think about this, I think it's going to start turning these police unions, the fire unions, and other unions away from the Dems and maybe more towards some of the Republican candidates. You think that?
Well, I think the rank and file guys are already on our side. I think the union bosses are going to have to. And there was a time when they could, play footsie. You have to have kind of a Democrat-leaning union to get stuff out of a Democrat mayor, and the rank and file kind of understood that.
Right.
Now the game has changed, and I think the union's going to have to respond. Because remember, union response has to respond to its voters first, or they get voted out. So those guys are in a tough position.
Yep.
What am I going to do? I'm a liberal guy. I want to support this stuff, but they'll throw me out of my job, and I don't want to have to actually go work. Like I said, there's a lot of infighting between the liberals, and I think now that they're starting to feel threatened themselves, there's going to be some pushback.
Yep.
And I think there are going to be a number of liberals, and they won't say it, they can't say it. I think a number of liberals would be quite relieved if Donald Trump won again.
I am on board with you. I agree with you, and I've talked to quite a few liberals. My guest has been Kirk Flicker. You got to check him out at Town Hall. Also, get his book, right? During the commercial, head over, get his book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. You find it at Amazon. Kirk, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about coming up. Hey, thanks. I really do appreciate the time.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I hope. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call, give a holler. Let me know. Hey, if you think I'm wrong, tell me. You've heard long enough. I don't berate anybody unless they get nasty and terrible. Otherwise, I'm willing to have open and honest conversations. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Talk about, you know, major league hypocrisy. And, you know, I like Kurt because he is, he's one of those guys like... Actually, he's more gutsy than I am. And he will lay it out there. He doesn't really care what you think. This is what he believes to be true, and is based on fact, based on work that he's done, based on information that he's gathered. And, you know, we need more people like him around. We really do. And I'm telling you, the protests you see, the things you see happening today is because we have been quiet too long. Now, let me be clear. Some of you know how passionate I get about stuff, and I don't feel like I should have to say this, but I've had people say, you know, you sound like you're calling for violence. Never. I would never tell you to do anything violent except to protect yourself. Okay? You got 40, 50, 60 of those people out in front of your house? Yeah, you get your gun out. Get ready. Okay? I'm not joking. I'm serious. You make sure you're able to protect yourself. Because they don't care. You see what they do. You've seen the videos. You've seen the video clips. You know exactly what they're doing. And they don't care. I don't want to say, so why should you? Because, you know, we all should care about each other. We all should be helping to take care of each other. He wrote words of James Madison, for those of you who think, you know, freedom of the press was never meant to be an open checkbook for these guys to do whatever they wanted to do to bring down a sitting president. I'm telling you, long after I'm gone, they're going to figure out that, not figure out, some of us already know, that this was the biggest coup attempt in American history. Donald Trump has bid into, cut into, stopped the flow of unlimited cash to a lot of these. Am I the only one? Hello? Anybody there? Am I the only one who believes? How do you go to Congress with one or two suits in your closet, making very little money, and you come out a millionaire? Is there some kind of class that teaches you, that nobody else gets, that teaches you how to play the stocks when you're, or the horses or the dogs when you're in Congress? I'm curious. I mean, because I don't get it. Right? You know, you go through things. We just went through something with the IRS. I've alluded to that a couple of times. I know plenty of other friends that have done the same thing. And you spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 defending yourself against the government who has an unlimited budget. And at the end of it all, they go, oh, hey, gee, our mistake. You don't get a $40,000 tax credit that you can write off over a period of years or 20 or whatever you spent. They don't cut you a check for the money. It's like, oh, hey, have a nice day. Good. At least you don't have to cut us a check for any more money. That's what they get away with. James Madison says the people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak or to write or to publish their sentiments. And the freedom of the press, notice where they put the commas, the semicolons. I mean, when you read this stuff, a lot of us have lost that understanding. But when you read this stuff, understand where they put the commas and what have you, so you'll stop reading and understand. So the people shall not be deprived or abridged of their rights to speak or write or to publish their sentiments, right? That's a statement in and of itself. I am the people, or one of the people. My rights should never be, and it has been in other places. You know, but I submit columns to newspapers in other places. They publish them most of the time. I've had a paper or two or a publisher or two that would not publish my stuff. And it's a private organization. I'm okay with that. All right? But then it goes to and says, and the freedom of the press. Right? So not that they were an afterthought, but they were in addition to. So the people had a right. And the press has a right. The people and the. Went on to say is one of the great bulwarks of liberty. And it shall be inviolatable. So I get it. The press should be. But the press should also be held to a standard of being honest. And, you know, the Supreme Court has said that, well, it's kind of it's a real tough place to be because the press will publish what they believe to be honest. Well, maybe in the days of our founding fathers, the press was a lot more honest. I'm not so sure about that, but maybe they were a lot more honest. Maybe people had more integrity. Maybe people, because they were so close to it, they understood what it meant to have this country, what it took to bring it along to have this country. We are far from that. Our young people, you've heard me play the clips, I've talked with them, they have no clues of the sacrifices that were made. Not really. They understand them in a word way, in a dictionary way, but they don't really understand the pain. They don't understand any of that. They think some of our veterans are fools for going across the seas or overseas and fighting for other people's freedoms. Right? They don't see it that way. Now, Americans should expose the left-wing media hypocrisy. We should say, even if you're on the left, and the thing that scares me is I have talked to a couple of commentators on the left. And one told me he wouldn't, basically, he wouldn't expose or talk about Katie Hill because she was going to be a vote to impeach the president. I want you to let that sink in. So the left is willing to lie, hide, and cover up their commentators to get to the end result. So for the left, the end does justify the means, doesn't it? Now, I know there's people on the right like that. I'm not one of them. I will honestly stick my hand up, yes, and tout my own integrity and say, I'm not willing to do it. And I've got a history to prove it. I've got sponsors that I've fired. I've had people I wouldn't allow into the fold, if you would. And not that I'm not a forgiving person, because, you know, again, I could go through the history of some of the people I've hired, and I've had friends of mine go, he works for you. People deserve, if they really honestly want a second chance, and they're willing to work at it, they deserve a second chance. They really do. That doesn't mean I let you take advantage of me, but they deserve a second chance. And the Americans, you people that love this country, or say you do, you need to expose the left-wing hypocrisy. This is why they hate the interweb so much, and they want control of it. Because you can show how they change as time goes, and it's not that they evolve. I mean, the best one was the recent one with the president at Mount Rushmore. And we have pictures of and stories of when Barack Obama went there to Mount Rushmore. Right? You look at what CNN said. This was like a historic moment. What an awestruck moment when President Obama went there. First time a black president. Well, why would a black president sticking up for the black community show up at a monument that is just so racist, that just drips with white supremacy, and then goes on to give a speech praising the men that are on it? That's the hypocrisy of the left. Trump shows up because apparently within 3 years that monument is now out of favor. Come on, think this through. This shows you how deceitful they are. They're not, well, actually, they are transparent. They don't try to hide any of their deceit. Right? This is what we need to keep calling out. But you need to do it with fact to your friends. So when you're talking to your friends and they say, well, Trump, this, you go, well, wait a minute. I'm just trying to understand. Never, don't let them catch you in that what if or what about. Say, look, I'm not doing a what about. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand why when Barack Obama went to Mount Rushmore and praised it and praised the presidents there, it was a historic moment, according to CNN and others. But when Trump went, before he opened his mouth and gave a speech, it was an embarrassment to the country that he would show up at such a racist monument. Lay it at their feet and lay it like you're trying to understand. Don't put it there like you're trying to beat them up and tear them down. For some of you who are old enough to remember, do a Columbo on them. I'm not smart enough to know, enlighten me. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you, you're leaving us because your station doesn't carry the whole show. I mean, call your station. Hey, call the station manager. Say, why not? Right? It's that simple. Others, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Check us out on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. God bless.